they get to the point where they're wanting to change, they're wanting to take that first step. It's a gigantic step to take.
More resources for local victims of domestic violence. And little by little, eagles are replacing anglers, but fishing continues on the Chilkat River. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. That news and more up next. A silent issue is getting a little more volume in the Northern Lynn Canal with a newly created job position through Indian Health Services.
My name is Jackie Mishakis. I'm the Domestic Violence Health Educator for SURGE.
Jackie's new job with Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium is this: education and prevention of domestic violence and resources for victims right here in Haines, Skagway, and Clockwan.
Parts of my job is to let people know that there are options and there's hope and help available if they get to the point where they're wanting to change, they're wanting to take that first step. It's a gigantic step to take.
Mishakis will work with the established resources already in the region. That's a few individuals, local counselors, a hotline, and the AWARE shelter in Juneau, which already has a strong domestic violence prevention program.
Domestic violence is more than just physical violence. It's really a control issue, and it's abuse. It could be physical, sexual, emotional, financial, and it's just controlling the individual. Sometimes it goes on from generations. It's just passed on and becomes a way of life. It's mainly women, but there are men too, so it's not only women are caught in that situation and have no hope of getting out, think it's just hopeless. You're just beaten down so severely over a period of time. You lose all self-identity, all self-worth. I become very dependent on the person that's doing the abusing, and it's just a very hopeless situation.
The National Network to End Domestic Violence said it best in a 2010 study that took a census of domestic violence shelters and services across the country in one 24-hour period. According to that report, on one random day, September 15th, 2010, 70,648 adults and children used domestic violence victim assistance services. That same day, three men committed suicide following a domestic violence incident against a female partner. That day, three women were murdered by their intimate partners, and 36 babies were born to mothers living in shelters. But also during the 24-hour survey last year, 391 survivors working with local domestic violence programs started new jobs. In Alaska, 48% of adult women experienced intimate partner violence in their lifetime, according to the Council on Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault. That's almost every other woman, and it's not an issue that exists someplace else, says Mishakis.
I did a practicum from school on domestic violence, and that's when I discovered, just from the 100 hours I invested in that, that our community really was in a denial state that it even does exist. I can't honestly say other communities where they're at, but that was such a shock to me, and I think that's kind of where my passion came from. Like, we need to give hope. We need to let people know that there are options. You don't have to stay that way. You can choose, and we'll be there with you. We can offer other options for you.
Jackie isn't new to this kind of work. She grew up in Las Vegas, where she helped build a successful support system for the homeless there.
I think my mindset is don't just stand there and look at it or complain or worry, but just jump in and get involved.
She moved to Haines in 1993, studied more about domestic violence over the course of several years in Fairbanks, and continues to take online classes. But her passion for social work is also personal, she adds.
I guess on a personal note, it's impacted my life. I lost a sister through domestic violence, so it's always close to my heart. I know it does exist. I've had people come to my house escaping from that situation when I lived down south, and I've even had people here in Haines come. I just know that every life is special and precious and has value, and that nobody should be abused, and we just need to offer alternatives.
But Jackie's job for the next 3 years is also the method for building a stronger support program for our own residents. She has plans to build on the domestic violence resources already helping the people here.
I'm hoping to start an advisory board where we'll meet once a month. I have most of the people, I've talked to a few of them, for commitments to meet. And I want the community to really get involved and own it, so it's not just one person, that it's us with a heart for this issue that want to reach out and make changes and offer help. I think we can reach more people that way. We're hoping to do some brochures. We'll just brainstorm together, and I'm hoping for their input so that we can have better strategizing how to impact our community, what might work, what might not work. We want to get in the schools. I want to do some presentations there, talk to the kids, what healthy relationships are there when they're dating. Like there's bullying. There's so many parts of abuse that we can cover in this.
Mashakis is in the Gateway Building on Main Street in Haines, Office 27, usually from 9 to 1, and is available at 766-6382 for a confidential meeting at another time. She's also the link to a shelter place in Haines or funding to get to the Juno shelter and programs.
And I'm grateful that I was given the opportunity to take this position. I really am. I feel like we can make some positive changes in the three communities right now and hopefully branch out.
Haines School and KHNS Radio collaborate to teach a radio class for high school students interested in broadcasting. Anna Jacobson, a student in the class this semester, filed this report.
Haines' newest exchange student, Reich Fischer, is from Germany. He is very excited to be here in the U.S.
At our school, we did an English class that one topic was being an exchange student, exchange organizations. And so, my friend and me thought about it, real long. He's now in Malaysia. And I just decided to, I always wanted to go to the U.S. because I want to get, the whole culture of the U.S., learn the language, yeah.
At first, the language was hard, but became much easier over time.
I think it's a really long process. I realized how my language skills are, changing, because when I first came, I could barely talk, it was hard because you just have to get used to it. But now I start thinking in English too. Because when you first come, you just translate everything in your head into German so you can understand it. But now I'm so far with the language that I can just understand it.
Reich explains the main differences between going to school in Germany and in the U.S.
In Germany, I would generally hang out more with friends because we have no homework. We would just meet somewhere and hang out, and I don't know. And here it's a big part of my life. It's just that I first come home, do my homework, and then maybe I can do something with friends or just play basketball. The school is really different here. Maybe it's just because I'm in Haines, but the school is really, really small compared to my school in Germany. And we have just so many people, and here I know very many people. After 2 months I'm here, I know kind of the whole school. And the way of dressing is kind of different, how you style. Because in Germany, everybody's just really styled. Everybody wear jeans every day and, nice clothes. And here, I just come in sweatpants.
Reich does miss some things about his country.
It sounds maybe weird, but I miss the bread the most. From food and stuff like that, I really miss the bread and some other food. But the food here is good, too. Yeah, I kind of miss my best friends and my brother and my sister.
He will miss things about Haines when he returns to Germany.
The school spirit stuff. I think I will for sure miss my family I have here and all the people here, because everything's just so nice to me, wants to help me, and my family is just awesome. They just give me feedback, and it's pretty cool.
Reich says he is lucky he started learning English at a young age.
I started in second grade. It's pretty common in Germany. Every student has to start in second grade, and then it continues till you graduate from school.
He is especially looking forward to the basketball season.
And basketball is just a way bigger thing here. In my school in Germany, it isn't even a school thing, it's a town thing. So we practice 3 or 4 times a week, and it's good practice, but it's way more. Practice didn't even start here, but I feel that it's just way more intense here. And I think I will learn a lot, and hope I can bring that to Germany too, to my coaches and friends who play too.
For Haines High School, this is Anna Jacobson.
If you think your chores that prepare you for winter are a lot of work, remember the bear scarfing down the final few calories to get him through winter, or the salmon insisting his way upstream in many of our area rivers. It's within those glacier water waves where the clouds of coho are thinning out and the schools of chum are still churning. Drawing them to the dinner plate with a line and hook is an annual ritual that lures locals and international travelers alike from Whitehorse, Anchorage, Yellowknife, and beyond. In the Chilkat Valley, you can sometimes tell how good the fishing is by how many campers with Canadian plates line the Haines Highway, or how many little camouflage dots line the cut banks of the Chilkat's swirling eddies. But with every passing day, fewer fishermen are out, and in each one's place are hundreds of eagles looking for a spawned-out snack before the river freezes up. If you drive down the highway to check them out this month, certainly take notice of the colors that will soon retire underneath the cozy white. It's hard to believe dead stuff hanging from the trees could be as beautiful as the fall colors are. But beware the dangers that cold weather brings, too. The roads are icy, and wildlife is still wandering. Studded tires are back in fashion, and careful driving never went out. Check out some photos and video from the Fall Chilkat Coho Run at khns.org under Listen. For KHNS, I'm Tara Bicknell. Special thanks to Anna Jacobson for her contribution to this report.